Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Podcast, show number 142. Is that correct?
Yes.
We think it is.
Well, definitely, yeah. Because last week we opened up with show 140 and it was actually 141. People got confused, there was a lot of complaints and we had to calm people down.
A lot of confusion in general, wasn't there?
Actually, yeah, less of the C-bombs today.
Definitely less of the C-bombs, but it's show 142.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah?
Yes.
Everyone happy with that?
Pretty sure.
Okay. Introduce yourselves, because I got criticised for this last week as well. Go on, Dan.
Yes, mate.
Dan, Andy, go on.
Hi.
Yeah. I am Michael Coxon. I'm not. It's Jim. Coxon's back next week, unfortunately. Right, show
he's
one.
Not, is he?
Show
still got another 2 weeks off. Lazy.
Is he? No, I'm not doing it.
Oh yeah, no, you might be right.
Show 142. Do you want a show fact?
Yeah, I mean, do.
Have you got one in the locker?
Bit different this week.
Yeah. Okay.
So 1 + 4 + 2.
Right.
7.
Yes. Well done. You've won the quiz.
Famous number 7s.
Yep. Bang on, right? But what we're doing, we are doing podcast family fortunes.
Oh, you're joking.
So on the count of three, you both have to come in. This was a joking. Straw poll round the office.
Okay, so excited.
What I've done, I've listed the top 7 number 7s. I went round to the office, chatted to a few lads in the office about football, including some sports journos as well, so it's a bit of thinking in here.
Hello.
Said, right, you're... When you say number 7, who comes in? So I want both of you coming in here on three with just, you know, our family fortunes.
What, well, the biggest one?
Yep. 1, 2, 3.
Dalgleish.
Do you know what? I was going to go Dalgleish, but I thought Beckham's got to be a bigger number 7.
Dan Silva has played. Beckham came in at number 3 out of the top 7s. Right, so now you have to decide, are you going to play, which means you have to get 3 more out of the top 7, or are you going to pass to Andy Craig?
I'm going to play.
Yeah, you're going to play.
You've got
so
to
what,
be confident.
What I need from you is 3 more, and you get 3 lives as well, obviously.
Right.
So I need 3 more.
Eric Cantona.
He's number 2. He's in there. So Cantona is done.
So I've got to get 3 more apart from Beck.
2 more now.
Can I put throw Dalgleish in? Because I won.
Of course you can.
Yeah, Dalgleish.
No, he's not in there.
Whoa,
not in there.
What?
One wrong. Remember,
you can steal it.
You can steal.
All you need to do is just get one of the remaining 7 answers.
Right.
Keegan.
Keegan is there, number 6.
One more.
One more is all you need. Number 1 is still there.
I know who I'm going for.
Number 4, number 5,
you're going to steal
7.
This as well. I'm not going to take too much, not too long on this, because it's going to get boring.
Yeah, come on.
Countdown.
Sooness.
No, Sooness was at 7.
Oh, I've got to take Sooness.
Yeah. No.
One more guess.
One more guess.
And then you can, you get 3. You get 3.
No, he gets one to steal it. He only needs to get 1 out of 1, and that's how he steals it.
Yeah, but you've still got one more. You've still got one more cross.
10.
But as you did say,
I'm getting bored now.
You're missing the most famous one.
I can't believe I'm missing the most famous one. Go on, no, give up.
All right, Andy Franks,
well,
to steal.
I love Ronaldo.
Which one?
Cristiano
Ronaldo is number 4.
Shit
who was number 1 though?
You win. Number 1, George Best.
But he was 11 as well.
Number 5, but
Best he was 11.
That's why I didn't go Best. Because I thought I remember
George
him
Best
for 11.
George Best number 7 at Man United. So
I think George Best 11.
Yeah.
George Best, Cantona you got, Beckham you got, Ronaldo you started with, Shevchenko, and that was the star prize, but no one got it.
Shevchenko,
a signed picture of me trying to deep throat a mop. Keegan you got, and then Raul as well.
Raul.
So I thought you'd get that one.
I left Bestie because I thought 11. So,
Well done. Right.
I enjoyed that.
There you go. 1, 4, 2. Make it 7. Job done.
You're really punting for
a recall.
The recall.
Oh, I think the public, I suppose.
Well, this is what I mean after last week.
He doesn't even do a show number anymore, does he? It's terrible.
I'll tell you what, very well played there.
Let's move on to the football.
There's been a lot of football.
We'll start in the Premier League from the weekend games. It was just continuous football as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was great. My missus was a little bit pissed off about it.
Yeah, of course. There was a game on Friday night, I'm sure.
No, it wasn't, I don't think.
Yeah, Colchester.
The Championship.
Colchester played
at home. I wasn't on TV.
No, I don't think it was on TV, but Cole, you played at home to someone. I'm sure they did.
Okay, anyway. We'll move on from that. Let's start with Saturday.
We'll go down the list. So, Villa 0, Liverpool 1. Great goal by Sturridge.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Liverpool deserved the game as well, actually. I think
it looked like it from the highlights.
But I have to say,
Villa did come on strong at the end, though.
Villa have started with 3 really tough games, and. You know what? They look like a team that's going to do all right this year. I expect top half.
3 points out of 9 from those 3 games.
You would have taken that beforehand.
You'd be looking at it thinking, well, they might get home winning against Liverpool.
They just look like they're much more organised. The lads that he flooded last year are playing much better. Pretty impressed with
Fabian Delph as well. He's been touting Fabian Delph for England. It's a strange one because he's a bit of a hothead
though, isn't he?
They were talking about this on Match of the Day, weren't they? They were saying that he was brought there for a bit of flair and guile, and for some reason decided that he was going to be a defensive midfielder and get snapping at tackles and getting booking every game. But
he didn't really get started because he snapped his cruciate, didn't
he? Yeah, but then he was playing a more defensive system, and then looks like Lambert's gone, you know. Play to your strengths. You've got a good eye. You've got a skillful little player.
I think out there it's probably him and your lad at Everton, Barkley.
Yeah.
Who Martinez is absolutely raving about. He basically said what he did. He got injured, and when he came back, he started using his left foot more. And he said he's now completely two-footed. He said, and he's
apparently Moyes didn't want to talk about him too much because he was worried that United had come in for him.
Snap him up, like what's his name, Rodwell.
Yeah, it's a bit like Joe Rodwell, a bit like Rooney. He was a little bit worried about giving him too much exposure as a young lad, and apparently he had a few attitude issues as well. But
what a young English lad with some attitude problems. Don't be ridiculous.
Talking of which, we'll go on to Ravel Morrison in a minute as well. We'll start
Ravel Morrison.
We'll go on to that. Everton 0, West Brom 0. Nothing much happened apart from the goalkeeper breaking his foot.
Yeah.
I'd be worried if I was Everton and not showing signs of scoring much, are they? Let's be honest.
It's only two games in.
Yeah.
Didn't they draw 2-2 away? They drew 2-2 in Norwich.
2-2. Yeah. Oh, maybe.
So they drew 2-2 in Norwich.
So two goals in two games isn't too bad, really.
Right. I'll retract that.
Your lad that we were just talking about, Barkley, scored a great goal, didn't he?
Yeah, left foot screamer.
Yeah, but you want your strikers to be scoring if you're Everton, really.
All right, and we'll move on to Fulham versus Arsenal. If you want some strikers scoring, although Podolski's now done his groin last night. So yeah, he's
did he?
Yeah, no, he's out for about four weeks, you'd say.
Shame.
But Giroud. So I touted Giroud to a couple of people in the office, and I said Giroud will score goals this season, and he might even trouble the top scorers. And
he had a good pre-season.
A couple of people said to me, "Nah, I went to you probably remember I wrote an article on it. I went to Strasbourg, and met a sports journalist over there, and he said he follows French football obviously really well, and he said at Montpellier, he said Giroud this season will score 15, 16 goals for Arsenal." And he won't. No one will talk about it because he doesn't score amazing goals. He just scores goals.
But he misses quite a few as well, though.
But then he said the season after. He said after one season, he will score goals like 30 plus goals.
His link-up play is good. I think he's not a bad striker.
Pretty sure the stat is still there because it was at Fulham. I think he scored all 14 of his Arsenal goals in London.
Really?
Yeah. Mentioning that, I think they said that. That is a ridiculous stat. Every goal he scored.
His Premier League goals, you mean?
Yeah.
He obviously scored in Turkey last week.
Yeah. Premier League goals have all been in London, supposedly.
Well, well done.
But he's scoring, isn't he? I think that was his third, wasn't it? He scored against Villa.
Got one against Villa, yeah.
Yeah.
One against Villa, one against Fenerbahce, and no, he scored against.
Fenerbahce.
Yeah.
Scored the pen.
He scored against Fulham.
Yeah, so he's
3. Yeah, 3.
Didn't score last night, but Ramsey
brought him off a bit early, didn't they?
Ramsey got a couple, didn't he?
Anyway, last night for now.
Speaking of that, really quickly.
Ramsey,
yeah. Just because it was, I found him quite comical. I've got a question for both of you boys.
All right.
You know the whole great banter about celebs dying when Ramsey scores? If you had to pick one celeb from last night...
Cilla Black.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Cilla Black?
Don't like her teeth.
Has she not had them done?
Move on.
All right. What if you had to pick one celebrity...
Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl... You'd want...
Killed a bitch.
You... Why?
She's a fucking idiot.
And it can't be because
anyway,
I asked her to.
She's an idiot.
Mine's Bieber. It's got to be Bieber.
That's a bit harsh.
Why?
Because he's young.
He's an arsehole.
Cilla's lived her life.
Yeah, but she's lovely.
Get rid of her.
All right.
Hull Norwich. Really, really good win for Hull, especially considering they were down to 10 men as well.
And Norwich don't look bad as well.
I think Norwich are a pretty decent team this season.
Well, this goes back
Van Wolfswinkle, I like the look of Van Wolfswinkle.
Yeah, Ricky.
He nearly scored a great header.
Yeah, great really header. And very nearly scored again at the weekend.
No, that's what I said, he nearly scored a great header.
And scored a great header the week before.
Yes, he did.
Just
going
back to, I think, you know, Hull did really well, Steve Bruce did really well to bring in two relatively strong Premiership midfielders, Huddleston and the other lads.
Livermore.
And all right, so they weren't getting a look in at Spurs, but I think they added a lot of stability.
Huddleston is a whole player.
Yeah.
Huddleston's a whole player. I've always said that. That's the sort of team he deserves
Livermore's
to be.
Livermore's on loan. Huddleston's signed.
Livermore's got more potential, I think. But
you know what? That's not a bad central midfield for Hull.
No.
If they can stay free of injury, I think they'll do all right.
I think you need to play five in that midfield. If you're going to play Huddleston, you need two people that are actually going to do a bit of running. Yeah. Because he's not moving.
He gave the ball away and they nearly conceded from it as well.
Oh, I saw that. He was trying to be too fancy, wasn't he?
Yeah, just trying to do some sort of little turn.
Yeah.
Another 0-0 Newcastle West Ham.
There's no such thing as a little turn when it comes to Tom Elson. Sorry.
Newcastle West Ham.
Yeah, I think
I never had 0-0 on that. I really didn't.
I don't even remember seeing any highlights from that. The guy, who was it? Was it Kabay who missed from 4 yards, managed to smash it over his bar?
But wasn't. I think Newcastle didn't have a single shot on target.
Oh,
I think it was.
That would probably make sense from the highlights that I saw.
Yeah.
But West Ham looked quite dangerous, but
still have. Although there's quite a lot of speculation at Palace, but I still have Pardew as the first managerial casualty at Newcastle.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Yeah, so shots on target from that game: 1 for West Ham and 0 for Newcastle.
West Ham. What a game that was for the spectators.
Nearly as dull as fucking Man United Chelsea. So,
50,000 screaming Geordies.
Shots on target, 0. Shots off target, 14.
Oh. You're joking.
No other Premier League's done that in the past 8 years.
That's outrageous.
14 shots off target. And one of them, I've just looked, it
good
was.
Good stat from Mirror Football.
Goofran.
Oh, Goofran.
Who missed. And I saw it and I was half watching it. You know when you've got the highlights on, you're half watching it. And I was like, on my phone and dying. And I looked at that bicycle clearance. And I looked at it again. No, he was the striker. He managed to put that over his bar somehow. Unbelievably. I don't think we need to spend much more time on that.
Southampton, right. Sunderland.
Yeah, Fonte scored a winner. Scored an equaliser, sorry, with a great header, and then went into John O'Shea. Was it John O'Shea, the old Man United fan?
Yeah.
And cut his eye open, and O'Shea went absolutely mental into the game. Refused to shake his hands and blah blah. When you actually look at it, I don't think he went out to do him. To be fair. But Sunderland would have taken that, particularly with the losing at home to Fulham. And then last night they were 2-0 down with minutes left as well, weren't they? Like 12 minutes left or something, and managed to get that back. So he's got out of jail there. But he's still saying he wants to bring in more players. You should have just not brought in 30.
Well, Sunderland?
Yeah, they brought
in. Canio?
Yeah.
Do you hear about what happened before that game?
No.
Some three pissed up lads at a wedding. Started trying to take photos of them, stop them getting in the lift. And there was a bit of a kerfuffle, he had to call the police and was sat chatting to police from midnight till 2 in the morning. So it wasn't the best preparation for the game, trouble just follows him, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's just the Canio and trouble just go hand in hand.
It's a pretty low scoring week of Premier League football, wasn't it?
It was actually, yeah.
When you consider
we've had Cardiff City out of the equation. Yeah.
We've had the 2-0-0s, 1-0 for Liverpool, 1-0 for Hull, 1-0 for Spurs. Not many goals knocking around at all, to be fair.
No.
So, 3-0-0s, you can see the Chelsea game as well. But
Palace unlucky at Stoke.
Schmack scored as well, which was quite big news.
Yeah.
Not a great goal from a defensive point of view, because you don't expect Stoke to be muscled off the ball by Schmack.
Or Schmack score in general.
Charlie Adams scored as well, though.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
Well, that was quite a scrappy goal, but a very good finish. And Walters, I think, shielded the ball off and passed it off to him. Shawcross with the winner there.
You'd struggle to. Are we still talking about Stoke?
I was going to say.
No, I wasn't. I was going to move on.
I was going to quickly say, you can see Stoke picking points up at home, but I mean, they're not going to do much on their travels.
Well,
they need
something up front. Until they get this guy in from the MLS, Crouch hasn't scored in ages.
All this chat though about that Mark Hughes is now, stamping his authority, and they're going to be playing not much nicer football and blah blah blah. I don't know. It's like a bollocks, I think.
Well, he's got Pennant and he's not playing him. I think Pennant's a pretty decent winger in the Premier League, to be honest.
Yeah.
And you've got, he'll put a good delivery in the box, and they've got a lot of tall strikers. Jerome.
He hasn't been playing Crouch.
Walters.
Did Crouch start the weekend?
Crouch started against Palace.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he didn't start the first game.
I think if you've got someone like Pennant and you've got all those, big strikers in the box, then actually you've got points there, haven't you?
But anyway, that's the thing. Like, you look at that and you say, "Oh, I don't think."
Is it Etherington who's there as well? Has he gone to Fulham?
They've got 3 points on the board against Palace.
No, there,
home win, and they didn't play particularly badly against Liverpool. They really should have had a point when you take into consideration the penalties.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It's not a terrible start for him. Obviously,
no,
it's going to be how they progress in the next games or whatever. But it's not the worst start.
And then on to probably everyone's performance of the week.
I was going to say, if there isn't a performance of the week,
what a game!
I challenge you to find a better performance of the week.
1-0 down against City.
Is there a golfing a bigger golfing class than those two teams?
Well, yeah, Man City were playing Palace. That's a big golf.
Yeah, maybe, but
That's debatable.
Malky Mackay, I mean, you've got to be so happy with the character of your team.
Cardiff have signed some class players. Fraser Campbell's a class act.
Yeah, he is.
Gunnarsson's a really good player. They signed Coulker from your place. Coulker. They broke their transfer record three times in the summer. They've got that guy from, is he South Korean or?
Yeah.
I want to say Lee.
Let's not.
Yeah.
We'll leave it as the South Korean who played a very, very
They've got class in that squad. And I think
they'll be fine on their first goal.
Their equaliser. How many passes in the lead up to the goal? Has anyone seen it?
It must have been the only passes they actually made.
It's nearly,
it was 30% possession.
It was nearly 30 passes.
That must have been the only passes they made the entire game. It was 30% possession.
I have to say, I don't...
To win a game 3-2 and
I don't actually think Man City played that badly.
In strike from Dzeko, by the way.
Oh, what a strike.
Wonder.
I don't think City played that badly. I just think, look, all right, so two corners, which obviously, you know.
Joe Hart's getting more stick, isn't he?
Deservedly so. But I don't think City played that badly. I think it was a fantastic result for Cardiff. I'm really, really happy for him. I think
the one thing about Joe Hart, he's always said, I'm a goalkeeper, I'm going to make mistakes. He said, I'm not going to let mistakes faze me. Yeah. So as long as you carry on that attitude. Let's talk about
if he's got the balls to do a head and shoulders advert, he's got the balls to stay in. Yeah.
He touched his eyebrows as well, didn't he? Evidently. Come on.
What do you mean?
Don't look at that, to be honest.
How did you sound there? Yeah. Yeah.
Says you drinking a glass of water and matey boy over here drinking a strawberry and lime Kupferberg.
Why would you do that?
I'm having a manly pint of Guinness.
There's nothing manly about you.
Putting on a load of man weight, drinking.
Very hairy chest.
What's going on? I don't know.
What is this turning into?
Battle of Manly.
Get your cock out. See how big it is.
Right, let's move on. Spurs, Swansea.
I think the 1-0 scoreline.
Good result for Spurs.
Yeah, I mean, should have been two pens. Terrible refereeing and linesman decision in the first half. But you know, it's as Villa-Spurs said, he's more than happy to. Scrape together 1-0 wins and clean sheets till the squad gels.
Liverpool and Spurs are now the only two teams with the 100% record as well.
True, and the only other two are
Peterborough and Leighton Orient.
Very good.
Oxford dropped 2 points.
Very good.
Although they scored in the 97th minute. We'll go on to that in a minute.
But just quickly on the, I know it involves my team, but I'm finding the whole little end of the transfer window very interesting. The only reason behind it is that Levy basically holds the strings.
To everything,
and whether Arsenal sign anyone, whether Man United sign anyone, Benzema, it's literally he is the puppet master, and it's actually quite interesting to see how it's going to play out.
I think what he's trying to do is sell Bell on deadline day and not let anyone else sign anyone.
Well, this is it.
That would be a great way of doing it.
But it's actually quite.
It's going to go.
The politics behind it. Yeah, it will be
sold, and you will get your money.
But the politics behind it is quite interesting to see how it's going to plan out. Who gets who and when they can get him and when they can do it.
All right, but let's move on because I've had enough of transfers.
Let's talk about the real Premier League quickly. Celtic dropped points at home to Inverness, second season running after a Champions League game.
And Lennon was on Sky Sports News the other day moaning about not being able to bring in players. The rest of it.
He's got a thin squad apparently.
Absolutely disgusting.
He's obviously talking about the Champions League there rather than thingy, which he doesn't have to worry about too much because they're probably going to go out tonight.
But I'm really upset.
They're not allowed to sacrifice a sheep this time. Have you heard that though? Was it a sheep or a cow?
What's that organisation?
PETA.
Yeah. Have kicked up a right storm because of sheep sacrificing.
Complained to Maldini, didn't they? But they're not allowed to do it. I say let them do it.
I completely forgot when we were talking about Fulham.
Yeah.
When we were talking about Fulham, completely forgot to mention Ron Jeremy, who is their new chairman.
He is
absolutely outstanding, isn't he?
Did you see the interview that he had before the game? BT Sport interviewed him. Can't remember who it was.
BT Sport, that's a joke in itself.
Oh my God.
Has it turned on yet?
Have you seen what they do before the game? Before the Arsenal Fulham game.
They walked around the studio and stuff.
Yeah,
didn't they
went into the studio and they had kids dressed up as footballers and they had someone positioning them around. It was absolutely bizarre.
Not nearly as bad as those two kids that dressed up as the two fucking drug smugglers at that kids' fair. Did you see it? Fucking brilliant. Someone got these two little kids dressed up as exactly the same. One with brown hair, one with dark hair.
Dear.
Will we'll take drugs for cash or something. That's hilarious. Anyway.
Fair enough. Championship, yeah.
Should we run through this quickly? I mean, what were the results to note? Derby are playing well. I hate to admit, I mean, Derby beat us 5-0 last night as well, but are they unbeaten or have they lost? No, they lost at home, didn't they? Derby are doing all right. I think they're quite strong this year.
Brighton are on the up. Want to get a couple of back-to-back wins.
Derby 3-0 away at the Oval, I thought was a good result.
Huddersfield, James Vaughan, 7 goals this season already. Got a hat-trick.
Really?
Against Bournemouth, yep. Seven goals. Hell. So he's the top scorer out of anywhere.
Keep that going. You're doing all right, aren't you?
Yeah.
Keep that going and end up with 100 goals.
And fair play to Millwall. Or to be fair, Charlie Austin did it till Christmas, didn't he?
Stone cold.
Actually, I mean, the one thing to note about the Championship was the game with Charlton and Doncaster.
Yes.
All the rainfall.
Absolutely ridiculous. Did you see the Donny players with the pitchforks themselves?
It was really, really bad.
Even the Fulham Arsenal game. You see that they were.
And actually, the Brentford game against Walsall, our place, I mean, literally.
Yeah, well, no, they actually said.
I think it was lower profile, the game went ahead, but actually, I think the game should have been stopped.
But it got to the point where, even bearing in mind it's a Premier League game, they actually said if this rain continues,
we'll have to call off
the game. And actually, I mean, obviously, I went to SW4 on a Saturday. What a mistake that was. Absolutely pissing down. But yeah, sorry.
Worth mentioning Millwall as well. We've given Millwall a load of stick, but they went 1-0.
They pulled it back, didn't they?
Yeah, they were 2-1 down, and they got a goal in the last 2-3 minutes. It was a penalty, so there was a bit of pressure on
Crucial Kiev. Crucial for Lomas, that, isn't it?
Yeah, they need to get some home wins together now, but there you go.
Fuck me.
Well, they went 1-0 up, didn't they?
They went 1-0 up from an OG. Yeah. And then
2-1 down.
League One. Narky Wells, he was only one goal behind Yolanda Vaughan at Huddersfield, and he's now scored I think it was 8 or 9 games running for Bradford, which is a new club record for them, because it carries on from the end of last season, because he scored in the playoff semis, scored in the final and what have you, so it's absolutely phenomenal from him. Your lot got another win.
Yeah, we won
Donaldson with a header.
That's our first clean sheet as well.
Brentford, should say.
Yep,
everyone will know that.
We're pleased with the way the season started. Actually, last night we lost 5-0 to Derby, as I've already said, and Uwe fielded basically 10 players that didn't play at the weekend against an established team like Derby in the Championship.
See, I mean, I think 5-0 was probably got away with it a bit then, didn't you?
Sounds like you're making excuses.
Yeah. I'm not making excuses. Do you know what? I think it's a fine line. It's all right giving people a game in the League Cup, but actually, who wants to play when you lose 5-0? No one.
Yeah, but you'll put it on the players. I don't know. You'd always go out and give it your best, wouldn't you? But
yeah, I think we should have had a crack at Derby.
You picked 10 players that didn't play that aren't regularly playing or didn't play the weekend. What do you expect?
Actually, we picked up a broken leg on Saturday. The lad McElhenney from Everton. That's a bit.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
He was only on a 3-month loan, so I think he'll be sent back to Everton.
It's not been confirmed yet. Didn't get a booking either, did he? I don't think the lad did put the challenge in. I think
it was actually. I don't think it was much intent there.
During the Man United Chelsea game, though, which we haven't touched on because there's literally nothing to talk about because it was fucking atrocious.
I disagree with that.
What?
I found it quite interesting to
watch. It was one of the worst games of football I've watched in years.
What makes it the worst game of football? The actual.
No, everything about it. The players couldn't even.
The intensity of the football was really, 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 really strong.
What game were you watching, Franks? They couldn't even pass the ball 10 yards
to each
other.
I found it frustrating to watch.
It was terrible.
They cancelled each other
out.
The formations did not cancel each other out.
The formation has got nothing to do with the players not being able to pass the ball 20 yards to each other.
I didn't talk about formation.
There wasn't that much ball being given away.
People weren't giving space away.
What were you watching?
I think this is a case of two League One football team fans talking to someone who watches the Premier League
and nothing else.
Yeah.
It was actually quite an interesting game to watch.
Not nothing else. Anyway, it was fucking terrible.
No, sorry, he watches Europa.
He does watch Celtic in the Champions League.
I love my League One on Saturday morning. Shut up.
My point was
that they were talking about the refereeing in that game. They were saying there was quite a few challenges
that weren't given yellow cards,
and they were talking about Mike Dean being in the crowd and about how they're hopefully going to stop giving away so many yellow cards for late challenges that aren't that innocuous, and which I really like, which I really hope that keeps going, because
Consistency is a tough
one. Yeah, well, let's hope that it is. Let's hope that there's actually not giving yellow cards away willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
It's a good word.
I don't think it was a particularly bad game. If someone wins that 1-0 in the last minute and it's a decent Rooney strike or a Van Persie strike, then no one's saying, oh, it was a terrible game.
Rooney
was a standout in that game as well, actually.
The reason why you're saying it was a terrible game is because it was about 50% of the usual pace of a Premier League game. The simple fact for that was, I think both teams were
fullbacks never went forward.
I think both teams were very happy with a point as well.
Yeah, they were.
How can you line up with Rooney, Welbeck and RVP and you're saying you're playing for a point?
I didn't say they're playing for a point. I said they were very happy with
a point. I don't think either team.
And I think in the last 5-10 minutes,
without playing a striker, Chelsea.
In the last 5-10 minutes, Man United looked more like having a bit more attack attempt. But then the only time they looked dangerous was on the break. I don't think it was a bad game of football.
The amount of misplaced passes was fucking atrocious.
Well,
teams failed to capitalise on half chances. I'm not saying there were too many actual proper full cut chances, but.
Barely went one anyway.
Alright, well, we'll move on, Dan.
Well, let's go back to League One, because that's where we were when we got Ruby
interrupted. Yeah, it's true.
Sorry, although funny that it was Moyes' first home game at Old Trafford and the first 0-0 draw for Man United in like 742 years. Yeah. Which is not a great start, is it? But anyway.
Wasn't it against Everton, the last 0-0 that they had, or was it Newcastle?
In League One, NK Dons versus Bristol City, this was Sam Baldock going back to his former club, got a good, really good reception, and his brother plays there as well. I think it's George Baldock. But anyway, it was 2-2, but Baldock got two of the goals.
I'd be good if it was Gary.
Yeah, it would be.
We seem to mention them every show, but Coventry, 4-all.
Yeah.
That's three games they've been involved in an absolute goal.
And all of the goals in the last minute again.
And actually, in that game, there were 7 different scorers. So Wilson who scored 2, but 7 different scorers.
And four goals in the last 7 minutes as well.
Yeah, what a game that was to watch.
They've now scored 15 goals. but they've scored 15 goals in 4
league games. How many
have
they shipped?
Yeah,
13, I think. I think it's something like 13.
I can work it out for you. Talk amongst yourselves. 11.
11.
Yeah.
Scored 15. Conceded 11.
15.
That's 5 aside.
That's amazing.
That's 5 aside.
But they're
goal difference.
Obviously, their goal difference is still looking a lot better than their points because they're still on -5. -3, sorry. But
do you know what?
7 points.
I really hope they stay up.
They'd be in the last.
I really hope they will.
They'd be in the last playoff position if it wasn't for the.
If you're one of them fans who's been boycotting going to the Northampton or whatever. You know, you're missing out on some decent games at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, but I mean,
it's the principle.
It is the principle. I agree with that.
But elsewhere, what we're talking about, people scoring goals. Peterborough thumped Tranmere for 5. Tranmere had a man sent off, but they thumped Tranmere for 5
and 6 last night.
6-0 last night
against Reading.
Reading,
big, like an established.
Who needs? Who needs Gale?
They've signed
apparently Palace.
Well,
for 5 mil.
Signed Britta something. His first name's
Sorry,
British.
Can't help you there.
His surname is
Vic.
Assombalonga. There you go. And he's got about that was his fourth league goal, and I think he might have scored last night as well. So I mean, he's come in and he's the sort of natural replacement, and he's scoring goals for fun.
Actually,
so
Tranmere, who lost 5-0 at home at the weekend, had a good result last night as well, didn't they? He did Tranmere.
Yeah,
they
were one all Bolton.
One all with Bolton.
1-4
and they won on penalties. So a great result for them in the League Cup last night.
But Tranmere have had a terrible start to the league.
They've
only got a point, and as of Carlisle, and Carlisle shipped Tranmere's
form from about Christmas time last year has just been terrible. They were top of League One just before Christmas last year.
See, 8 of the games last night had more than 5 goals in them.
Brilliant.
8 of the games had more than 5 goals.
Great night of football last night. Really great night of football.
So Carlisle, in 4 league games, have shipped 14 goals. And they conceded 5 last night as well. So in 5 games, they've conceded whatever that's.
I wonder if it's
19.
Been the same keeper.
We're really not very good maths on the.
I was trying to factor in is they've got to the second round of the cup, so they've obviously played a game extra and won the game.
Yeah. Right.
So you've got to factor in back to that overall scenes, but I'm sorry, I'm not sure.
And your boys. Tell us about the hatred for Niall Ranger on Saturday.
Yeah, it was intense, although he scored last night.
How intense?
Ejection intense, yeah.
Can you amplify on that?
I don't really, no. I don't want to. Not everyone I know stayed in the ground, we'll put it that way.
For the duration of the game.
Yeah, but it was a bit of a nitpicky game, not our game.
For anyone who's not aware of why Nile Ranger might attract a little bit of
you've got to be aware.
Controversy.
You've got to be aware.
Name, I'd do it just because he's got his own name tattooed on his forehead. Yeah. That would be worth doing it. But yeah, he's up on all kinds of charges. But from a general football fan's point of view, it was one of those brilliant games where you've taken a few away, you made a load of noise, and the home team go in the lead in about the 70th minute, and you just think, oh, this is not going to be our day at all.
Was it 87th he scored?
80, I think it was a bit earlier than that, but yeah, like a last jobby sort of equaliser. And then there's that.
Did you let out like quite an embarrassing noise, or was it manly?
I haven't got Scooby, to be honest. Whatever noise I made, a load of people around me were making similar noises.
But great feeling, you get that away from home.
You get that 2-2, and it felt like a last-minute equaliser.
Yeah,
because it's late on in the game. And then when it is an 85th minute or 86th minute, you're like, oh, shit, we're probably going to concede
now.
And there was only 4 minutes of stoppage time, but Swindon came close a couple of times. And it's obviously, when you think it's the last minute, as soon as you score, you start giving it to the opposition fans.
I know it's not an away game as well, but it's the same with the Cardiff City game, wasn't it? To get those two late goals, go 3-1 up, and then in stoppage time, Negredo to get that goal. The Cardiff
good
fans
header
must
as well.
Good at it.
Great,
they must have
cross,
been shitting
great
themselves.
Header.
But yeah, it's great to come out. It's always great when you scrape through, especially against
League Two.
Into League Two, we talked about Oxford because Oxford did have a 100% record. They now dropped their first 2 points of the season. They're at home, and I think it's Alex Morgan. I'll have to check, but Morgan scored two against them, and he used to play for Oxford. So quite controversial there. Elsewhere, Plymouth got a win. We talked about Plymouth at the start of the season. They've had a decent start. I think they're on 6 points.
Plymouth are doing all right, yeah.
And also the attendance there, 7,000 there, and they're playing Rochdale. So the attendance was 6,900. I imagine Rochdale probably took.
For League Two, that's very impressive.
Yeah, Rochdale probably took 100, 200, something like that.
But some decent
attendances knocking around, because Oxford got 7,000 at home as well. Chesterfield are going quite well. They beat Southend, who are also
AFC Wimbledon as well. Great result for them. They got an 87th minute winner. So 3-2 at home against Scunthorpe. But Wimbledon are what? So they're 7 points. They've lost one.
Charlie Sheringham missed the penalty in that one as well.
Did he?
They got Charlie Sheringham, he was at Dartford, Teddy's son, and he missed the penalty. He's been in league football quite a while now, and he still hasn't got a goal. And personally, because he was playing down in Kentway, I really hope he gets a goal soon.
Do we spare a thought for Accrington fans? Bottom of league, bottom of the professional leagues on 1 point.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good, does it?
No.
And Jeff Stelling's Hartlepool, equally as bad.
They were, they were tipped to go down anyway. So, where are Hartlepool? What are they doing?
23rd.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
just above them. Just above them, sharing a point.
Just quickly as well, non-league wise, Cambridge, who I think were the pre-season favourites for the first time. Luton are always pre-season favourites for that league. But Cambridge, Barnet
got a draw. At home,
yeah, they dropped points. They dropped points at home to Nuneaton, which I was pretty surprised about, because they've had a really good start to the campaign.
Yeah, they're unbeaten.
But Cambridge are out on their own at the moment on 10 points.
Actually, there's still, so after three games, there's six teams unbeaten in the Skrill Premier League.
The table's been updated since then. They played four now, I believe.
Have they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Cambridge have played four now.
Okay.
No, there you go. It's always worth mentioning the non-league stuff as well. So, how
many days have we got until the transfer window? Six?
Monday night.
It's Monday night. So we're recording this Wednesday lunchtime. So yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
5 days.
Yeah, 5 days. And Roy Hodgson, we'll talk about England.
England squad,
Roy Hodgson was sort of saying he hopes that the players can just get their deals done and then
Didn't Jack Wilshere go down with about 5 minutes to go last night, apparently? And,
Jack
Wilshere
is apparently a bit of he's about 50-50 for Sunday, which you should be quite happy about. And Ramsey,
nah, he'll play. There's no way Wilshere will not play the weekend. They need him.
Ramsey's the one who's played well for them recently.
Well, as long as he's fit, he'll play, because Wenger said, I'm going to start him against Fenerbahce because it's important we win the game and get through. And he's got 5 days then to recover as well, because with it being the Sunday
Tuesday,
game. So Tuesday to Sunday is pretty alright for them. But also, do you know, in all the games they've played now, they've never even lost or drawn a game in those qualifiers. They've never drawn away and beaten them at home. They've won every single game. They've conceded three goals in, I think they've had to do it 11 times.
Who's this, sorry?
Like Arsenal. I think they've done it six
times. Yeah, it's incredible.
I think
they don't draw.
They've played 12 games.
It's 16.
16, is it? Are you sure?
Oh, no. 16 years consecutively.
They've done it, and
consecutive qualification. It's 12 games. They've won all the games.
Those have been by the thing, so you double that.
They've won all the games. Yeah, they've not lost the game, and they've not drawn.
Conceded three goals in the whole
game. Yeah, incredible.
Absolutely phenomenal. So, and then suddenly you look at that after the Fulham result, and the strikers doing well and looking all right and scoring goals.
Yeah.
Then that result.
Annoyingly, Arsenal are still a decent team with all the shit that's been said about buying players. And all the, like, they are still a decent side.
Just quickly from last night as well, I think we touched on most of these, but highlights for the Carling Cup, Capital One Cup, sorry. Bristol City beating Palace 2-1.
Yep.
Emmanuel Thomas scores. He scored against us in the first round as well. He's
probably doing him a favour though. Palace don't really want to get any distractions, do they?
Losing your first two games, especially the one they did in the first game.
Yeah.
You need a result from somewhere. It doesn't matter where a win comes from. Burton against Fulham.
Unlucky.
Really, really unlucky. They equalised.
3 minutes to go in extra time, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they equalised in the 85th. Most of the papers this morning, quite a lot of the papers, had that as a latest score of them being 2-1 up as well.
Really?
Apparently, no Burton fans
Fulham
have woken up.
Cruising, they were 1-0 up in the first half, weren't they?
Yeah, Tarrant scored, yeah.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Notts County unlucky.
We did mention that earlier. Sturridge got another couple of goals as well. If you're a striker and you're scoring many.
Orient were unlucky as well against Hull.
Yeah, well, it was 1-0, wasn't it, in the end?
Yeah, Brady on the...
Fryer in the 109th, wasn't it?
107, Brady, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Fryer for some reason.
Yeah. Great result for Tranmere. We talked about that.
Yeah, Peterborough 6-0, we talked about. Swindon away at QPR. QPR started with quite a strong team as well. They had
Samora
and Austin up front, which was unbelievable. Sunderland scoring twice...
Yep.
Three times in the last 3 minutes. They were 2-0 down with 12 minutes left.
Yeah.
And they've won the fucker 4-2. So
Champions League last night as well. Obviously, there were other games other than Arsenal. So, Schalke managed to get through, didn't they? After a pretty...
Salonika, wasn't it?
Yeah, Salonika, pretty poor first leg when it was 1-1 in Germany. And they won 3-2 last night, so they've gone through. And who was it? Someone went through on away goals.
Bucharest, one on away goals.
Yeah, that's right.
Knowledge is a bomb.
Vienna. Vienna went through. Oh, no, maybe it was Bucharest. Yeah, Bucharest, you're right. It was Bucharest.
They were the team one on away goals. Ravel Morrison, England. So he scored last night for West Ham.
Ooh, Ravel Morrison.
Against Cheltenham. And interestingly, the Cheltenham owner is like a boyhood West Ham fan as well, so it's nice for him. Well, not nice, because they lost. But so he scored for him, and he got man of the match as well. And there's rumours coming out of the club, there's statements coming out of the club from Allardyce, from Nolan Moore most recently, saying that he has come back, pre-season, he's had a dynamite pre-season, and they've got a real plan.
Yeah, they said that before the start of the season as well, didn't they?
Like, you don't play under Ferguson and come through the youth teams and get a look in to the Man United team.
Exactly.
If you're not decent.
Ferguson said that he was probably the biggest
Great
talent
potential.
He's seen that hasn't gone through to the first team.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean...
If he changed his attitude, sort himself out, then you never know, the boy could come on good.
Yeah. Right. Any more for any more before we look at the fixtures for the weekend?
Well, hang on. Very quickly. Should we talk about the squad for the England team?
We haven't got time, have we?
Townsend
and Barkley.
Townsend and Barkley. Is that a bit of a surprise?
No, he's had a very, very good start to the season.
There'll be a lot of Scottish supporters.
Strikers.
Happy with Forster in there as well.
Are you happy with the strikers?
Yeah, I am. The only thing I wouldn't have Ashley Young in there.
No, he's only had 5 minutes.
Don't think he's done anything.
But he's down as a striker, isn't he? He's not down as a midfielder.
Good, because
if he plays what he does, he'll play Rooney and then Welbeck off him and Young off him,
what have
you.
I mean,
but
wins a lot of penalties, doesn't he? Not for England, I might have, but
no.
He likes to get down in the box.
Kieran Gibbs is unlucky that he's got Ashley Cole and
Leighton Baines.
I think Michael Dawson's a bit unfortunate to get in as well. He's had a very, very good start to the season.
It's not a bad shout.
What's that?
Dawson's been very good for Spurs, actually. But
who else? Anyway. Has anyone got the full squad there? Because
there was
another player in there that I was like, why is he in it as opposed to?
What about the shout on Campbell, Fraser Campbell?
It was only the weekend he's done anything, isn't it? Isn't
too dodgy.
No, it wasn't.
From two corners.
He's played well twice, didn't he?
Yeah. Not make it.
I know. I'm sorry. It's not the headers. He was by far the best player on the pitch.
Apparently,
he was absolutely fantastic. Very, very good.
Anyway.
In the first half. His pace was.
He's no Coldale. Coldale is the ultimate Cardiff striker. So.
Right. One bit first, just you know, like a random news. The Muppet of the Week has got to go to the Millwall Kitman.
Oh, I heard about this. This is great. My missus pointed this out.
You know, one job, surely.
Yeah.
One job, bring the kit.
Yeah.
What did he do? forgot the kit, didn't they?
He did. So, what did they have to play him?
Sheffield Wednesday loaned one of their old away strips.
Yeah. They got the kit half time though, and they won the second half 1-0, I think.
That's what it's all about.
There you go.
I've got two very nice stories. We like our happy stories.
Is one of these the goalkeeper that saved someone?
Yeah. So one of them is. One of them is Ben Scott.
Although he's just been sent off, which was quite interesting.
Goalkeeper for non-league Stocksbridge Park Steels. Literally, as he's been walking off, a little girl ran past him, apparently, said someone's died. He's run over to see what's going on, because he is actually he's a staff nurse at Doncaster Royal Infirmary. And there's a geezer who had a critical heart problem, an irregular heartbeat. Him and a couple of paramedics kept the guy alive until the rest of the team turned up, and the guy was alive.
Was he a fan of this guy's club?
Don't know. Didn't have that.
He's probably to blame there. If the guy's had a heart attack, because his keeper's just been
sent off.
He's probably worried about the overall result.
But still, nice story that.
Yeah, he's made up for it.
The other one as well, which I saw. I think this happened. I saw this just after the show last week. But a football manager for Larkhill Athletic FC, Wayne Thomas, was put into a coma after a horrific car crash a couple of weeks ago. It has. He was in a coma. He was induced into a coma for a week. Wasn't sure if he was going to be waking up anytime soon. His team won 4-3, their first win of the season. And when his wife broke the news to him, he opened his eyes for the first time straight away after hearing the news that his team had won 4-3, because they've been talking to him a lot. And apparently, he's that passionate about football in the club. And that is, on hearing that his team had got the first win of the season, he woke up out of his coma.
Good thing he's not a Jules fan, because he'd be in it for a while.
There we go.
Any news from Melbourne?
No, not yet. Well, season hasn't started yet.
Probably hot. Yeah. Oh, it's their winter, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, probably not hot yet.
Probably hotter,
yeah. Nicholas Bentner's still at Arsenal.
Yeah, he's on their books, yeah.
I didn't realise that. He's still at Arsenal.
Yeah, collecting, 57,000 a week or whatever.
Just walking around in his paddy power pounds, probably.
Loves it. Did you see Mario Balotelli as well, being a little petulant bugger in training? It's brilliant. I don't know why, they were having a little knockabout, and the ball's come into the box. I think it was Andrea Poli has sort of cleared it, and about 2 minutes after, about 5 seconds after he's cleared it, Balotelli just run up to him and just kneed him in the back. And you see him turn around with a look of disgust on his face, and Balotelli sort of looks at him and goes, "What?" I just kicked him, his teammate, as you do.
What's a wet riser?
Balotelli watch.
What's what?
What's a wet riser?
I don't know.
Thanks?
No idea.
Right. If you know what a wet riser is, tweet us, and Mike Coxon will give £30 to anyone that tells you what a wet riser is.
He's feeling very generous, because he's just sorting his wedding out.
Yeah,
I've
just texted him. He's got loads of money to spare, so £30 if you know what a wet riser is.
He's a very generous guy.
We'll take a photo of it as well. I've just noticed here, Dan was talking about Spurs. I switched off.
I was talking about Spurs.
Well, you usually are. Right, fixture-wise, couple of decent games in the Prem for Sunday. Liverpool, Man U, Arsenal, Tottenham. Yes, please.
That'll do.
The other games aren't that great, actually. Cardiff, Everton's going to be quite interesting as well, though.
A bit tasty,
Martinez, I know, look at it, they've got a point, but Martinez will...
No, they need a win.
Yeah, they need a win from somewhere, and Cardiff are always going to be on a high.
Newcastle, Fulham could be a good game.
Or it could be fucking rubbish.
That's true.
It could be a 0-0, couldn't it? Let's be honest.
It could definitely be a 0-0.
Swansea needs to pick some points up soon. So do West Brom, so that'd be interesting.
Yeah. Into the Championship, Leeds QPR is a nice one. I think that's on TV. Yeah. Wigan Forest as well. We didn't talk about Forest. They are absolutely flying. Got a point away at Watford as well, which kept them top of the league. And also, Blackpool. I think I tip Paul Ince to really struggle there. They've got no players. He's had a load of people leave, and they're second in the league, which is phenomenal for them.
Good chance for Brighton to put the boot in at Millwall.
Yeah, definitely. Colchester versus Leighton Orient. They're both going good guns in League One. Leighton Orient are top of the league with a 100% record.
They just had extra time, actually, last night, so they might be a little less fresh for the game on Saturday.
That's true. And Colchester are fifth, and they haven't played since Friday night, so that might come into it. Anyone betting? Put that into it. Factor that in.
Yeah, factor it in.
League Two as well. Chesterfield, who are second in the league, only behind Oxford now on goal difference, away at Portsmouth. And it'd be interesting to see how Portsmouth get on there, because they've won one, lost one at home, but the one they lost, they got absolutely thumped at the start of the season, didn't they?
Yeah. Actually, Torquay Hartlepool's always a bit of a fans' favourite.
Yeah,
well,
I imagine
that'd be a
lot of fans making that trek. That is ridiculous, isn't it? That is absolutely ridiculous. I think that might be one of the longest trips.
It's got to be, isn't it?
It's got to be, because Carlisle's the only one really further than Hartlepool.
Right, so I wonder how many fans are going to travel all the way down to Torquay from Hartlepool.
There'll be more than five the other day.
Write that down and find out for us. Because quite often,
No, it'd be interesting.
I've just remembered who Colchester played. It was Colchester played Carlisle on Friday night.
That's a long one.
Carlisle to Colchester on a Friday night.
You can't get there in time, can you?
It took 200. What do you mean?
After work, no.
That's
way.
What I mean.
No, you're not going to. No, you'd have to take.
You'd have to take the day off.
Some people do take days off.
And you might have to take the following day off as well.
You probably would. Well, no, it's a Saturday, so you probably wouldn't actually count on that. It's one of the stupidest things you've ever said, sir.
Well, depends if you work in an office or if you work in McDonald's.
What are you trying to say?
If you work in McDonald's, can you afford to go from?
Yeah, exactly.
Because however you get
it's a week's wages.
It's going to cost you a bomb. But they had 200 fans there, or nigh on 200, about 190. Admittedly, probably half of those were probably London-based Carlisle fans. You would have thought, but still, even that on a Friday night is a fair old trek anyway.
All right, we'll try and bring that up next week. That'd be an interesting.
Right, and just quickly, we've got two reviews.
No,
since the last show.
Oh, you're not bringing that up, are you?
What do you mean bringing that up? We've had two reviews since the last show. I say, give us a review, and we'll mention you. First one is from. Where's their names?
You've not printed it off properly, have you?
Where's the names?
No, you've really fucked this up.
No, should we save them for next week?
Well, then Coxon reads them out.
Will you read them out then?
No, right, we've got two reviews since the last show.
One, very valuable listeners.
Yeah, 5 stars, hard to find in the top 100 podcast, 5 stars, and international support, 5 stars. If I'm not here, we will get someone to read them out. And I like the top one. He deserved a special mention because he finishes with, if any readers are not happy with this posting, email completes to @SimonHead.
Yeah.
So we're a big fan of that.
He's
so
really
we're
good.
Guy, they're coming to
so,
you.
We'll read them out next week. Well,
so next week,
right.
If I'm not here, I want you to mention...
You'll be here.
Carlisle's away support. No, not Carlisle's. Hartlepool's away support at Torquay and the podcast reviews on iTunes. Email us, banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We're on Facebook. There is a Facebook address, but just go on Facebook and type it in, you bastards. Visit the website, www.footballpodcast.co.uk.
No, language has not been too bad until you started swearing at our listeners.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Visit us, www.footballpodcast.co.uk. And the easiest thing to do is just follow us on Twitter, which is @footballpodcast. Let's take a photo of the wet riser.
Yeah. Why not?
All right.